Vinicius and Norris. And Vinicius says to Ruben, you want to give me cabbage in Japan, but the money, instead of giving me restitution, you give it to Shin. Then he gives it to Shin. Now let's look at the Rashi. The Kaddishan law, Uchshenosnei Loi, when Ruben and Kaddish, the Bach, give the money to Shimei, Omalo, his Kachili is Ukadesh. The Yachal Babu Matam Lelo, Nagor is Karati, Rashi, as reference to kings, where they are reminded of Ruben, Yisho, and Shimei. In the same room, the same place. And Yisho says to Ruben, give the money instead of giving me the restitution, give it to Shimon. And Shimon is standing in that room. So Shimon, so he gives the money to Shimon, and at that time he turns to Yisho and says, he's captured with this money that I'm giving to Shimon, our pich. So in Kodeshis, we ask of Abu Matan Reyadon. What do you mean, Matan Reyadon? It doesn't mean she doesn't get any answer. It means he doesn't get the enjoyment of the money. She gets certain money because the Shinan is getting out of it, but that's the annoy for her. But she doesn't have the enjoyment of the money as if she has received it. So, the question is, how is she going to do it? After all, how often do you need a vow of cabbage as to be the chesed to Yisho, not to somebody else? The answer is, in view of the fact that somebody else got it under her directive, and here, so it's considered as if she got it. The Kodeshis will be more. The Dinovot, what's aloha bar? What's aloha bar? In other words, Shimon wants to borrow a 1,000 Jews from Levi. Levi does not trust Shimon. So Shimon says to, so Ruben says to Levi, you know what? You lend Shimon $1,000. You are worried, maybe you will not pay all these things. He doesn't pay, I'll pay. A guarantor, a surety. So then, the halacha is, when the time, when the debt matures, and if Levi makes demand upon Shimon to pay $1,000, and he doesn't pay, he doesn't pay, so then he has a right to collect from Ruben the surety, the guarantor, the guarantor. Now there are two kinds of sureties. There is one surety who is called Oleg, and there is another kind of surety who is a guarantor who is called Kab. The difference is, Oleg means that Malve has to be able to try to collect first from Ruben. And collect from the lady, then he can collect from the shore. Kabbalah means that the Malveh has a right to go first to the shore, without the lady trying to collect from the lady first. So, but if even or he can be collected from, if the Levi doesn't pay, so then the Malveh cannot collect from the Levi. So then the Malveh can go and collect from the Levi. The question is, but how can he collect from the Levi? The Levi didn't borrow $1,000 from the Levi. She didn't borrow it. The answer is, you have the fact that the Levi gave $1,000 to Shimon on the peak of Ruben. So it's considered as if Ruben got so here too, in view of the fact that Shimon got the money our people be sure. So it's considered as if Shimon, as if Elisha herself died, just as in the case of oil. So the mouth they can collect from the oil, as if the oil that received the money from the mouth, even though the oil did not receive the money from the mouth, the labor received. But the labor received our people of the oil. So it's considered as if the oil had received. So here too, it's considered as if we shall receive the money. This is what they are. Even though all of God has done what I'm going to do today, again, what thing am I going to do? Everything that the Lord does with anger. It's something that's anger. After all, his instruction, his wish, his respect that you know. So, but he doesn't have that way of the Elohim system. She enjoys the fact that she and the money, the money, appear. But she doesn't have the enjoyment of the money. She can have the enjoyment of the money. So, when the mother to Shimei, and the woman was standing there, even though she didn't get the harmonia, the enjoyment of the mother. The Masha Matsi Piteo, she already started to involve on the Yechelium in the film. So actually, this halacha of Oreb can be explained in three ways. One way of explaining it is the Al-Fusik, like any other Al-Fusik. In other words, the Al-Fusik Hamad, Al-Fusik. Just as we see that an Orb is responsible, even though an Orb is responsible, he's just as liable as a living son. But he's not a living. He didn't get any money. But somebody else got the money because of him, on him. So it's considered as if he had got the money. So he had to, inasmuch as Shimon got the money, out here. It's considered as if she got money, so it's the opposite. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining it is, it's not the opposite. It's mamish the same user. It's mamish the same user. In other words, let's say somebody is mikdashish, and then something happens. It turns out that there was a mistake, there was a twist. She turned out to be an idol. Who she was. So that what it is. It's a very useful matreya, the Yehushim is probably matreya. And suppose he was the Kaddisha with the Mone, so then he can demand that he Mone. That's an issue. So whenever someone with the Kaddisha mission, the future, let's say, inner or Mone, it is Yehushim. And then it turns out that the Yehushim was in doubt for whatever reason there was, or whatever reason there was. So then he can collect, he is entitled to a refund to collect back the money. Now, so in this case, it's not the Al-Fusik, you could say. It's not the Al-Fusik. From one. Just as by one. So the Lord is liable and he is held responsible. As if he had received the loan. So we're out here. The Isha is considered as if she had received the Kesef Kedush. In view of the fact that the Shimon received it out of the opposite. All we can say is no. It's Mamish in the mind. Because suppose in this case where the Isha says to Reuben, 10 women in Shimon, Bakalisha, and give Shimon. The money. And he said, turn to her and said, Ariya Kedashi, Rimono Shemesati, Rishine Maltich, Maltich. And then, a day later, it turns out that this was Bishopress, the Bishop of Rimono, Janiles, so then, like any other Bishop, it turns out he was so the bow in Kavich is a mighty refund. So he can go to Shimon and say, where's the honor? I gave it to you because Kushmi for myself, but it turned out to be Kushitokas. So maybe you got the honor from me. Kushitokas, give it back to me. That's what he's entitled to take back. Suppose Shimon says, it's great of me, it's great of me, I'm taking it out. Broke, no cash. So then he's invited to go to the shop and collect the money from the shop. Mamish Atanah. So it's not the office. For more, just as in the case of oil, we consider the money that really got our king of the oil, as he the oil had gotten it. And because of that, the Olev is held responsible as if he had been the Rebbe. So here too, we consider the money that Shimon got as he initiated to see it. That's the office. No, maybe it's not the office, it's one of the same. Because if she says to the Kaddish, you give the money, you give the money to Shimon instead of me, so she becomes a lawyer in the event of the contingency of the Dushu turned out to be God. So she has the responsibilities of a lawyer in the event the Dushu is invalid. Some later, what you say, what you'll say, but the Dushu is not enough to be God. So she's not enough. So we can say, in view of the fact, in case the Kushi turns out to be invalid, then she is responsible, like an Orev, and she has to give back the bar and the carriage, the money. So maybe even if the Kushi doesn't turn out to be invalid, so she is also considered that she received the money. By virtue of the fact that she has the responsibility of an Orev in the case of an invalidation of the mission. So, anyway, so one way of explaining that is it's the Al-Fusakama. It's not Mamish the Dinah. And the other way is it's Mamish Dinah. Mamish Dinah, because case the mission turns out to be invalid, then she will be responsible enough. She will have, if he can get a refund from Shimon, so you'll be entitled to a refund from her. So Mele, she's considered as if she had deceived him because of her responsibility as a Nora to the Bikavich in case of an invalidation of the Bishops. Example. And then there is a third one. There is a third way of explaining. The third way of explaining it is in Yerushalmi, in the second period. In the second period, in which the Rabban mentions that Yerushalmi and Rabban are in Moreh. And the Rabban says that in view of the fact that our Moreh is going to say it, so our Moreh is still coming. But it's not Mucha. Maybe that's a new Shalmi. Who hold that Yerushalmi is not the Torah. Because Yerushalmi, in the second pillar, the base of Dushi, Halacha Aleph, thank you. Wir schauen, wie es kostet der Kenntnis. Mit diesem bisschen schauen wir, wie zu the second page, wie zu towards the end, auf den Kinshauer Raum, und wir schauen, wie es kostet ein Raum, Bild. Und the whole discussion of the third mission is called Ruach. So Ruach Hauer means the discussion, Shachar, the Talon, the Rishon, after the first mission. So it's that from days, it's that from days, of the days. Omar Abile, Omar Abiel, how only so how we shall be shall by law, the Chizer to say Chalat, you shall be discussing the case. But this is not of 10 months of training. But the training happens to be an honor. The training is just for 20 weeks. Now, but in the same case, the Misha says to him, you want to be in the Kaddish, you'll be fine. But in one of if you want to give me the resolution, instead of giving me, give me that poor man's honor. He needs it more than I. And he gives it to the army. He gives it to the army. And he's Mikalisha with the money that he gives to the army outfit. That's his demand. So, according to Abile, she is Mikodeshes because since the Yisha, wants it that way, that is in accordance with her desire that she should be gracious with the money being given to the army. So Mele, when Ubin in Kaddish gives the money to the army, in effect, he tells the army, you be Zeche for each. For one law, after all, Zochani, I mean here, so that's the wish of the Isha. So Meleo, he can be Zeche for the Isha, Machmas Hus, Machmas Shulichas of the Isha. The Isha wants him together. And then, after you are Zeche for the Isha, you have it in your shoes, in your hand, you be Zeche for yourself. So there is a double schile here, maybe. First, when he's makes Avdoye in the Mona, when the Rami makes the Avdoye in the Mona, he intends to be Zeche for the Isha. But the Isha wants the Rami to have it. So then he's Zeche from her. He makes another Avdoye. In other words, he keeps it in his hand. So, he makes another envoy. So that's what the Yoshalmi said. Omar Abile, Ho only Zohar Misha Misha Bailo, the Chayza Vizeicha Yatsi. So the Yoshalmi says, Ho only Abile, if you only have to be a Kharash, and the Kharash cannot be Zeicha for somebody else, so then she will not be Kharash. The Ramban mentions this Yerushalmi, and he says how the Lord doesn't give the explanation. How the Lord give the explanation of the Lord. So that means that how the Lord is really kind of dealing with Yerushalmi. Now the Asameach and the Rambam, he says we have to say that how the Lord is really kind of dealing with Yerushalmi. It's not just Rambam's love. But we are muchach. We are forced to say that our Gemara doesn't agree with Yoshua. Because our Gemara mentions the Kadesh in the Torah. If our Gemara agreed with the bonus in the explanation, of Yoshua, so then, the question arises, how can it be reconciled with the Dinah? Why not? Maybe the Aloha world is also that way. Maybe the whole Dinah is all that. now, how do you know you're in the Lord? So the Gemara says first, the Gemara says, Rolichi, Arveli Yoloch, which is mentioned in connection with Yomi, mentioned the connection between Yomi and all the Parshim Caves. That's say the garden to human beings, not to mother. And then the Gemara mentions the possible Gemara, I think like the Lord mentioned the person in Israel, in Morakto, in the Yachar, in the Kashpa, in Kato, in Zor Kataha, in the Kashpa, in the Yachar. So that means there is such a thing in the darkness, in the time of Israel. And Shlomo urges us not to become involved therefore. Anyway, there is a lot of law. Maybe the whole thing of all of it is based upon that law. As the Yoshalmi says here, in other words, Ruben says to Shimon, you lend $1,000 to lend me, and I'm going to be the guarantor. In case Levi doesn't pay you, I'll pay. So then Levi doesn't pay, he can collect from Ruben. Shimon can collect from Ruben. But Ruben didn't get a loan. $1,000, maybe since she really got $1,000 and people put it, so it is the wish of Ruben, that when he gets the $1,000 in his hand, when the lady gets the $1,000 in his hand from Shimon, he should be zeichel the $1,000 on behalf of Ruvei, and then Bizeche, he still has a Bizeche for himself, from Ruvei. Maybe that's the explanation of it in a moment. Is it possible in Israel? All right, but how is it to be explained that possible in Israel? And the basis, because the Ruvei Bizeche in the $1,000 for Ruvei, the lady, is zeichen $1,000 to get from Shimon, to get us all way. So he's zeichen that $1,000 for Ruvei, and then it is the wish of Ruvei, he should be zeichen for himself. If he's zeichen for himself. So how do we know that our wives are about to say that our memory is clean and good? So the Yosemite says, and that company, the opinion of Hasishas, Yosemite, it's a long Yosemite. So Yosemite says no, because the Gemara says, in Rubabasta, suppose Ruben says to Shimon, you lend the lady the thousand, I'll be responsible. And then Shimon says, you know what, I trust you, you know what, I'll do it. Here we have $1,000. And then I'm lending you the money. And then you lend this $1,000 to him. So in that event, you go, Losom Losom Yad. That's called Losom Losom Yad. Losom Losom Yad means, not that Shimon gave the $1,000 to Levi out of fear of Ruben, but he gave the $1,000 to Ruben Mamech. And then Shimon takes the $1,000 and gives it to Levi. So in that event, Shimon cannot even make demands upon Levi. He can only make demands upon Ruben. And Ruben can collect from them, because then it's to our voice. It's to our voice. So now, if we are going to say that the whole deal of ours is based upon that longest, that has covered to be zeichet in the $1,000 for Reuben, and then he is kaponet to be zeichet from Reuben for himself. So it's like plus plus miyad. So then the kids of Oves, the Oves should not be able to collect from Reuben. He should only be able to collect from the Oves and not from the Reuben. But the thing is that he can collect first. He has to try to collect from the Reuben. So and then if he can, then he has a right to collect from God. So we see that the liability, the responsibility of all of is not based upon this double sphere, that the Rebbe is first zeche for the Lord and then he zeche for himself. Then every always would have the same status as those lost miyad. So the Lord would be able to collect from the Rebbe, but only from the Lord. Only from God. That's why they are here. Eventually, it's Noah. The Ramban says that our Gemara is ready. Because our Gemara mentioned, our Gemara mentioned this Ramban. So if our Gemara had agreed with the Yerushalmi, it would mention this Ramban. But that is Noah. Why? Because we can say that the Din of Hanami, every Alves is based upon the Tlomis. The Linde is in her first, the 1,000 Jews for the Oreb, and then he is in her for himself. So from that he is in her for the Oreb, and then he still has it in his hand, so there is a new Alpoy in the Kiev, so he is in her for himself. But then you ask, so then it should have the same thing as Nosan Nosan Yad. As Nosan Nosan Yad. The answer is there's a difference. Nosan Nosan Yad means that the Malve has nothing to do with the Lady. There's nothing with the Lady. He just gives the 1,000 Jews to the Ode. And then the Ode has a relationship with the Lady. So it's wrong ways. One relationship is between the Malve and the Ore, the so-called Ore, is not even Ore. That's one of the and the other relationship is the second relationship, the second perception, that takes place between the Ruben and the Ore. One relationship, one perception takes place between Shimon and Ruben. He learns Ruben thousands of years. Then there's not a transaction between Reuben and Levi. Mashiachim here, when this he doesn't give the money directly to Reuben, he gives it directly to Levi. So that means even though the intention of the policy is that Levi should first be zeichet, he should first be zeichet for Reuben. And then he's in a himself. So there is a certain reservation in the sphere for him. In other words, he's not there for Ruben, and then Ruben will be able to throw it away and to use it himself. In other words, it's a shield in the sphere for Ruben. In other words, he's there for Ruben, I'll ask that Ruben should use the same money in learning it to so it's a shield. It's like the Gemara in Dushim, but for Beis. In other words, they find it in the hills of Kesef, but the money doesn't have any money, doesn't have any money. So the Mishnah says that two ways. Either somebody else, a third party, gives the Kesef to the Eved, and then the Eved gives it to the one who is in the hills, or the third party gives it directly to the woman, al nas she gets it in the hills. So in other words, so as the mitzvah comes out, so what does it mean? Suppose the woman takes it and says, I want to buy a drink with that money. Can I do it? In other words, it's a shiur. It's a shiur in the hachnoye to the woman. He cannot be zeichet and do whatever he wants. He can be zeich in it, but he can use it only for one purpose, in releasing the air. So here too, when the lady is zeich for one moment in the thousand zoos for Ruben, so it's not zeich for Ruben absolutely and unconditionally. It's with a certain reservation. He is zeich for Ruben to the extent that Ruben can use it in lending it to him. So it's not two separate avoids, like Nosalos Mia. That's why, in this case, the Malve has a right, and first he has to do it that way. He has to try to collect from Levi first, because it's not a claim he was zeiche for Ruben, absolutely. Levi was zeiche for Ruben, so that Ruben will be zeiche yet, and to use it for one purpose only. For which purpose? Lending it to him. Some mele, it's one transaction, it's not two avos, two separate transactions. Some mele, it's unlike Nosem Nosemia. But we could say that Alvin Morel is not clear, except that Ramban says, in view of the fact that Alvin Morel doesn't mention that the Buddha, so that means that Alvin Morel is clear in your translation. But actually, this meaning of Kudeshes Minore can be explained in three different ways. One is that it's Yalfus Kamor. The second alternative explanation is it's not Yalfuse Kamor, but it's Mamush Minore, because in case the Dushan turns out to be invalid, so then the Mikabush will be able to get a refund of the money from Shinet, in case Shinet doesn't have it, then they'll be entitled to a refund from the Isha. So Shimamesh has the liability and the responsibility of God. That's why it's considered as if she was in the custody, because she has the responsibility of an order, so it's Mamesh in order, not the Yalfusikamah. And the third explanation is the Yoshomis explanation. So the Ramban says the power of God is here. Okay. Alex and Roshan. Ramban. He says that Ramban and Ramban turn to Ramban. Now the Ramban is not Mamush now the more, but it's a more tafes. Tafes. And the more Christmas days, it is valid. Turn to the Lord on Christmas days. Coming up on, in the middle of Christmas days, he says to Isha, and Isha responds, give me the money, give honor to my father, to your father, in the rest. Because she doesn't want to be in the rest. In other words, what she means is I'm not interested in being the rest to you. She wants to be me honor. Why don't you give to my father, to your father? They need more than that. That's what she means. Amma Sheikha Muni, Jensi Amma Sheikha Muni. So that means she needs to be in the rest. Some Kadeshes, but she didn't get any more, so that was her boy. And she had no Kadeshes. Turn her other than the African Federation. That even if she says, my father, to her father she's devoted. So any Kadeshes. And turn her Vicho. If she says, I will not say the African Federation, that even if she tells him to give it to his father, she's not devoted to his father, not since he said, I'm not. So it's like a 10-year-old training, there's Kaddish and Allah, the Kaddish. He's actually the one of only training the Kaddish. I'm not sure, I'm not the Kaddish. It's like, he actually, other than the horse on the floor, I'm not sure, I'm not the Kaddish. Is on the day you are Sabrani Shom Soy, after playing good, that you are playing the option of the thing in front of the bush. The little diaper that they are in my tongue. And the other one, you put the diaper that they are in my tongue, they are in the legs. Turn it up. He's catching the money, we know that the seller in the Kadeshis. We can sell them shalom to the Kadeshis. We are a big seller shall say, now take. He's catching the ticket, we will tell them in the Kadeshis. Where you tell it to long the dishes. Alright, now. So the Rabban people are asking for a test. We are selling along the dishes. Selling along the dishes. So, in this combat,
not good. And here it was given by Ruben,
on behalf of Shiva. So should you do it? So, the Gemara says, the Kodesh is from there is mine. Here is mine. If now you must be saying, I'm only Shiva is asking, because if all that are living in the Shachir and the people is not on the way on me. The Hukim Atzvi, the Yitzir Chayosh, the Yachad Abu Chosri, the Bible in the day, now the Lochim is a red line, is Yitzir Chayosh of the Chesed. The question is, how is the Rechaini have money? Have money. So, the Mishnah mentions two possibilities. One possibility is that somebody gives the Rechaini money, so then the ordinary is a Chayyit, the Mashmalev and Rabbi, but he stipulates on Nashim Rabbi, they should face some very death to them, not from the Zechari money. The money is some money, they never get money. Yet he can use that money in releasing himself from the order. The other possibility is not that the third party he gives the money to the Ebbe on national ownership, but he gives the money to the order on behalf of the Ebbe. So it's considered as seeing the Ebbe that he wrote. So we have the Halacha. Even though we know the Yitzhak Hirish, who is the king? Who has to be the king? The Kenneth. Who is king of Saxon? The Hirish. The Ebed has to be his guest. And still the third party is his guest. The third party is guest. So it's considered as if it had been given by the Ebed, as if the guest had been the Ebed's. Why? Because the third party gave it on behalf. So here too, Ruben gave the money on behalf of Shimon. It's considered as if the money had been Shimon's, as if Shimon had given it. Now, so here too, we can raise the same question. Maybe it's the office of another point. Or maybe it's not the office. It's money, it's a thing, it's not the office. It's small, just as over there. So you want to be to the hills. Who is the king? The Ebed. So the Rechaini has to give his guest. And it's not given by the Ebed. It's given by a third party. So it's considered as being given by the Ebed on account of the fact that the third party is giving it on behalf of the third party. You see, on behalf of the third party. Sorry. The third party is giving it on behalf of the Ebed. So here too. Ruben is giving it on behalf of Shimon, so it's considered as if Shimon had given the chesed. It's not the same thing. It's not a yalfus. Now, as far as this king is concerned, so we have one raya. We have one raya from the Rav. The Rambam mentions the first thing we got to hear. Because the Gemara says, the chen elim amene. So the Rambam, the Talmud Torah Mechilah, mentions that we got in dran in die Perle, den Beginn, das Singen mit Wort, die kann ich mir heute in den Moment. Kurz nach Rambam bitte, ich kann mir das Gefühl, ich weiß zu eins, den Perle. Aber ich habe die Kennung, die Kennung, die ich mit dem Wort, die mich schon aus einem Quadrat, weil es mir neu, wo ich dachte, ich habe mir das ab, dann ging mir die Kleine in die Schnee, Schemme Silber hoch, ich dachte, ich habe die Büsche, da nehmen mir die Kleine. Ich habe die Büsche, ich habe die Büsche, ich habe die Kleine, die haben die Büsche, aber ich habe die Büsche, ich habe die Büsche, aber wenn sie machen, ja, und so, so, so zerreihe ich in der Hand aus, das ist ja auch fast nach am Essen gehen. Because if it's man who's the same thing, it's just what? Just as over there, where the requirement is that the man in the kindness at your head should be this guest, so you don't get part of this. It's just as good, so here too, the requirement is that the king and the bow should be discussed, even though she and the bow was not be discussed, who they were discussing on behalf of she. So it's considered as if she may be a so maybe she can fly to tomorrow also on. It's not allowed to say. So we see from this run the busy others. We see from this run that this is Eyalfus. This is Eyalfus. Okay. Now, if this Eyalfus, why should the Aloha world also be Eyalfus? Or some under the city of the Gabi, the Gabi Aloha world.
Catching the measures.
So, why couldn't Rashi mention this kind of CEO in the case of a man also. But also, the woman and the woman machine was all standing in the same room, in the same room, and he said, Heilich Mano, and the woman said to the Isha, Heilich Mano, this Hachi Lutlin, and Chimet, said at that time, hurry up with the dishes, hurry up with the dishes, the one of Shehubi needs him or Hachshot, the law, So Rashi mentions another example, but it's another guy. The other example is also okay. Or the Rashi Shiti means that it is not a shliach. If Ruben is not Shimon shliach, so then she will not be mekudeshes. Even if Shimon will be standing there in the same room, and while Ruben will be giving the money to the Isha, Shimon will be saying, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, the monozu, she Ruben neisim lo, big lo. So the question is, why not? But, after all, Rashi could have mentioned this kind of seal now. He mentioned a single seal in connection with the case of Ore, the Dorobi Mandiacho. So why couldn't Rashi mention this kind of seal? Why couldn't Rashi mention this kind of seal? Now, if you turn to the, I want to turn to the Rashi book, and then to the Hitler, because the Hitler discusses another point. Now let's turn, now, first, before we turn today to the Rashbo, let's turn to the Rosh. The Rosh says something, mentions the Tzio. Turn to the Rosh, paragraph 4. The left column, the first line. Heilich Mono is catching the plane. Heilich Mono is catching the plane. That's the second case. Third time. He also plainly shliach. And the Shemesin Amon and Shalem. That's Rashi's example. Then the Rosh mentions the third thing. Only Kishalula is a shliach. Yoma Ami Kadish, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, Imono Shenosan Loch Plainis Mekudeshesli. See, the Rosh mentions the Tzio. The second Tzio is analogous to the Tzio that Rashi mentions in connection with the case of Ora. So it's not that Rashi didn't think of that Tzio. How is it that Rashi didn't mention that Tzio also in connection with the case of Ora? He mentioned the similar tzio in connection with the case of Moab. And the Rosh mentions the tzio. Why doesn't Rashi mention the tzio? Doesn't that tend to indicate to a certain extent that it's not there? We could say, just wants to mention relatives. Relatives. But perhaps he tends to indicate that in this case of Abbot Maimi, Shiromi Mikodeshes, if the Kaddish, the one who gives the Kesef, is a Shia. But he is not a Shia, even though the Baal is standing in the same room and will be saying, Hareyat Mikodeshes, the Mono Shiromi, she will not. Doesn't that continue? So the Rosh, we see, holds not after Shiva, but there is a slight indication that according to Rashi, that Kinudism, what should be always, that Kinudism, what's wrong with the attitudes that are true. Maybe the Shita of Rashi is, I'm not saying the Hechad conclusively gets Rashi Shita, but there is a slight indication. You could say that Rashi agrees with Rashi. Maybe Rashi Shita is, in other words, in order to be Kodeshes, so there are two things. First of all, the Kesef that is given to the Isha has to be whose Kesef? The king is kissing, the Baal is kissing, the Mikab is kissing, not a third party is kissing. So because of that, because there is a loche that Malchu has to give kissing, in every kissing to him. The king, Midush, who is the king? The Baal, he acquires a few niches in each. So he has to be, the kissing that he's given, has to belong to the caliber. It cannot be somebody else's kesef. Now the question is here, when Ruben gives his kesef on behalf of Shimon, who is the Mikavish? Who is the Baal? Who is the caliber? Shimon, not Ruben. Ruben is not a caliber. So maybe how can she be engaged? So we have recourse a lot of time that if Ruben's kesef is given on behalf of Shimon, so it's considered as if the kesef had been Shimon's. But that's not enough. The halacha is, yes, the mikdash, the Baal, has to be makir the kesef. Has to be makir the kesef to punish him. The Baal has to be makir the kesef to punish him. Not somebody else. The Messias HaKesef is an integral part of the Maizeh Dushin. Right, there is no Aloha in Kesef Dushin of Kli Gitach Moradikah. Like Rabbi Get. Rabbi Get, so yes, the Get has been given from the Baal to the Isha directly, the Yad Liyad, not that he'll put it on the floor and then the Isha will pick it up. By Kesef Dushin, he can put the Kesef Dushin on the table, and then the Isha will pick it up from him. What Aloha is, he has to be makhe, he has to give, not the Adiyah, but he has to, the Nisimus HaKesef has to be done by the Baal, he is the employee of the Kesef. He has to be makhe the Kesef with the resolution to the Isha. Who has to be makhe the Kesef to the Isha with the resolution? A third party. Who they? A stranger. The Baal has to be makhe the Kesef to the Isha with the resolution. In this case, the second seal that the Rosh mentions, Oy Kishalula says, Shriach, Yoma HaKadosh, Shimon said, Hareyat Mikudeshes, Yibon Roshenosa Noch, Kleini Mikudeshes, Levit Mani. So who is Mani? Who is Mani? Shimon? I think the Baal, How can you not connect? What do you not connect? He's guessing, not somebody else is guessing. Only if you have a good idea. So then, the Ruben has the authority to be machne on behalf of Shimon. And then it's considered that Shimon made that one. But if you show it, means, but if it's my issue, how can we be machne? So who is the machne? Who makes the Nisines a Kesset? Who gives the Kesset the girl's wish? The Mikabi is the Baal, the Shimon, or Ruben? Ruben, the second tier of the Nehosh. So maybe the point of Rashi is no good. Because true, there is a lot of old time. So the Kesset is considered, you see, the Kesset as being Shimon's Kesset. In view of the fact that Ruben gave it to the Isha on Shimon's behalf. But who makes the Akhmeri? Who makes the Messias a Kesset? The definition. Not the Baal, so it's not good. So that's why Rashi requires that Ruben should be Shliach of Shimon. So anyway, not only is the Kesset Shimon's, because all the law have it mainly, but the Sinus Akesset is also made by Shimon. So we apply to our class, in respect of the requirement that the Kesset should be the Baal's, we have recourse to the law have it mainly, in respect of the requirement that the Sinus Akesset should be made by the Baal to the Isha of the Azdush, we have recourse to the Din of Shlichas. Maybe that's Rashi. I'm not sure. But there is a slight. If Rashi had mentioned this kind of Tzion connection in the case of Boreh, then there wouldn't be any indication. But Rashi mentions a similar Tzion connection in the case of Boreh. So in the case of Boreh, so Ruben, the Baal, is Machne Kesset. Is Machne Kesset. But he's Machne Kesset to Shimon rather than to the Isha. Or Pio the Isha. So that's okay. That's okay. Mashiach, in this case, if there is no Shlichas, so who makes the Nisines a Kesset? In that way of Kesset, there is Isha. Not the Baal. Not the Mikadosh, but Ruben. So true, we applied our law of nine. So that means that even though the Tzias, the Kesset is Ruben, so it's considered our being as in the Kesset of Mishinas. But that's not enough. The Mishir does not only have to get the Baal's Kesset, but the Mishin has to be made by the Baal of the Mishin. So if he's a Shriyat, then the Nesina is made by the Baal. Shriyat is one of the basic. But if he's not a Shriyat, but the Baal just stands in the same room and he says, Harayat Mekudeshesu, the modest, the Kesset Moneh, Sherubi Nesim of Glory. So the Amira is made by the Baal, but the Nesina is a Kesset. In final analysis, is made by the Azdushi, not by the Baal, by a woman. Maybe it's not good. Maybe that's his Rashi Shikun. Maybe that is Rashi's Shikun. Anyway, so there is a possibility that according to Rashi, only if woman is Shia, but if woman is not a Shia, so then she's not the Kudeshes. Even if Shimon stands the AC Maimon in the room and he says Ariat Mekudeshesu, the one of Sherubin, the AC Lochachshon below, so she is still not in the Kudeshesu. Now let's turn to the Rambam. Before you see the Shikas by Ito, this is really such a famous Shikas. It's the other extreme, the other pole. Скачани плени, никудеше с нигде за тайн. Упил ше раши и душу оси шуях. А вот шабой и шалой мой из анат шименц, гебаоц, бат, рубец, лейма, шимой оси шуях и не кидеше с. Вафилу не схацал псы, не шимбишал с души и алюмит не. והודיעו נשאר בשולח, ודיומו למשחץ ולמכור דוח. So as far as these words of the Rajpa are concerned, so it only implies that Rashi excludes the case where the Baal, Shimon, is not in my life. He is somewhere else. He is in another place. And the Ruvein, and the Ruvein says to the Isha, Heilich Momot Yiskachali Dreini, Yiskachali Dreini, Bin Kudeshes to Shin, Shin is not alone. The Shin is not an interest in her. But then, an hour later, the Shimon hears in the story, and then he expresses his approval. Oh, wonderful. So such a case is Chief Dr. Kadeshis. I don't understand why Chief Dr. Kadeshis. Because at the time of Yidushin, he did not express his consent. So only if we say that in view of the ultimate approval, so it's considered it has retroactive effect. We don't say that the ultimate approval has retroactive effect. That's an important. Lemashi, we also should have been delicious, but you will be scattered, say. We should be shattered, you should be a little bit here. Do you hear me shattered, you should be a little bit here. You do know when you scattered, you call me a hocker. You do know when you scattered, you call me a hocker. The other woman will come on to the Christian cabbage. The Yuma Hatsuye, Arte Kamei, the Kore, the Gore Taiti, the Mikhale. Oh, so the Yuma Hatsuye, Arte Kamei, the Kore, the Gore, Taiti, the Mikhale, the Hoka.
Now, the daughter was Tamil, 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 some other words. So the
achieve the Shusha Diya. But the sun is not the Shusha. The sun was already gone. So Ruben said to Shimon, here you have a cup of wine, and I'm giving it to you because to Shimon. I want your daughter to be Mekadesh to my son. So as far as giving consent for the Dushan of the daughter, there is no problem, because the daughter is the Shusabiya, but the son is not the Shusabiya. Oma Rabine Hakim Mandoma Kaishinon Shem Misratze Ho Shem Misratze Ho, because there is a Machlokes Gemara. Machlokes Gemara in the previous Daf. In other words, when a Ktano, somebody is Mekadesh Ktano, Shemir Vasavir. So one Mandoma says, maybe it may be a problem of the father. And another Mandoma says, no, we're not Chayshin Shemis Hatzor. Hatzor. So he says, a few Mandoma Chayshin Shemis Hatzor, but Shemis Hatzor Ben Briam. Well, so in other words, she doesn't require it yet. The Dushan is no Dushan. Amr Rabbonim Rabbine, Zidrum Moshiach Shavu. Maybe I thought, why should we have that for him? So maybe the son told the father, you be my Shliach, and be in Kaddish, Shimon's daughter for me. Maybe. That's why they acted in such a daily way. So the Chotzi finish the Shavu Rabbish. That requires a lot of chutzpah to appoint the father and the shliach to be kaddish and bishon for him. So Mora says, "Idum la'atziyah tzikamelech." So this is what Rashi mentions. Maybe the meaning is so. Maybe Mora means "Idum la'atziyah tzikamelech." Maybe after that incident, when it was mentioned to the son that his father was Mekabesh, his father Ruben was Mekabesh, Shimon's daughter, for him, so he expressed his approval. So we see that the expression, the giving of consent, la'achar ha'maaseh, has retroactive effect. So the Rashi says no. Here it means no. You are the Alzikamei. The view of the fact that Ruben acted in an apparently daily, audacious way, I mean, it's not. Usually, you know, for a father to say a thing like that, you know, that your daughter is precious to my son, I mean, it's not a nice way of doing it. So the reason is why he did it that way, and he acted in an apparently daily, audacious way, because maybe the son expressed his consent. He said, oh, I would be so happy if you could be encouraged, if you could be encouraged, she would go upon him. That's what Atiyah said. Not Atiyah saying that the son expressed his approval after the incident, after the fact. But maybe Al-Tsuyah he expressed his approval before the fact, before the incident. But after the incident, the giving of consent after the incident has no validity whatsoever. This is what the husband said. Now let's turn to the husband. מה היא לכם נמצאת אתם יודעים מה אני אני חושב שרשי יהיו שעושי שליח על שעבי ישלם למה שיהיו עושי שליח עם מקדשת ואפילו משחץ על יוצאי משעזדו שיהיו לי מקריר יהיו לי שעבי שליח 요거는 사진 거고 요다는 담으셔도 이렇게 가르치 요거 아치 아치 담으셔도 이거에 이거에 다이트 이거에 어 서 좀 아치 아치 담으셔도 이거에 이거에 다이트 이거에 뭐 내 이거도 이 요거 이 아치 아치 after the fact but before the fact but the giving of consent and the expression of approval after the fact is of no significance. Think Yosha Ashishan, Yom Yatsu Yatsi, maybe the son said to the father, Ruben, oh, I would be so happy if you would be able to be the Kaddish instead of me. That's what it means. Think Yosha Ashishan, the Rachkosa, Kibau Yerabi Seyuzal, Roishne kishabi shira veidin ki roishne ki roishabi ba elu arzui arze kamei before the incident, before the fact we also be teaching the way in Kodesh is the shtar yalom yet the chin aloche then the Rashi says u kreidim vore meyum vivne Rashi see that's the business why I'm going over inside because why did the Rashba say it craving God made it in the Rashi? Why pray? In the Pshat in Rashi is the way the Rosh says that Rashi only means Le'afuke. Le'afuke. Le'afuke, where the giving of consent, the approval was given after the incident. So then, and the Rach mentions that she is the Kodeshes in the case where the approval is given before the Gdusha. Before the Gdusha, meaning the Olam Shabbishia. So it's not the meaning of craving in the Rach. It's Mamish like Rashi. Apparently, the Rach himself was not sure. One thing the Rach was sure of Rashi, that Rashi means Rachuke the case where the approval was given after the incident, after the giving of the incident. In other words, Lafika was given to Balito, because Balito is the other poles. So that's why the Ashbet first said, but when the Sassel said, then definitely according to Rashi, she's not the best. Without the shadow of doubt. But suppose the Sassel is true, they didn't the approve it before, but didn't appoint him the Shia explicitly, then it's not so sure. The Rach says explicitly that in the case of Schatzik and Tchilov, she don't think the Deshes, even though Ruben is not the Shia, was not appointed as the Shia the Shia. So then he says, they remain in the Rach, they are very close. Very close, but not definitely the Shita of Rashi. Maybe Rashi goes further than the Rach. The Rach only excludes the case of Mishatzel himself. Maybe Rashi excludes it in the case of Mishatzel himself. That's why the Rashi formulated in a very peculiar way. Then, look what the writer she did. The Balito is in the other extreme, the other pole. The Arab Balito she cosat. The Arab Balito she cosat. The cosat actually did the Lahu Kante. He had to made of the Kudeshians. When you go, hear what the Balito says. It's not absolute. It's not absolute. Nito says, is it out of hope? In other words, Ruben says to the Isha, Hilich Mono is catching them. And Shimon was so far, Shimon was not told about it. Nothing at all. Then she accepts the Mono. She is willing to give Kodeshes to Shimon. Then, an hour later, she strong, you know what I mean? Moving this money to that woman, to the other, and he said that she should be gracious to you. Oh, when he heard, oh, wonderful! And so on. It's the happiest day in my life. So in two cents, she's gracious. So the other says, we knew it wrong. How can, after all, Dushan requires das above. So how can he approve given after the fact, a retroactive effect? So he said, no, wrong. The Balito Shike is, of course, at the other pole, at the other extreme of Rashi. The whole room of the Rashi-Shite, so it's very helpful. But even the approval was given before the fact, which is still not gracious, unless there is an explicit appointment of Mashiach, of woman in Mashiach. But such a thing is unimaginable. And the Rashi says, when you look up, you understand very well, as why the Rashi says, when you look up. But then the Rashba turns around in the other direction. And then he says, immediately you will see this is what is makes the Russian of the Rashba very difficult. That's certainly a shame. While such much feeling of me, it's the Anor, the Khara, for example. He's such a Balmazgur. I never had difficulty in understanding me. I don't even have to concentrate on the Ram. He's such a Balmazgur. He puts it in your mouth. But the Rashba, the Ramban, you know, sometimes the language is so difficult. So, for example, it's confusing. We knew it all. In other words, the Shikari Balito is very strange. It is strange. How can the approval have retroactive effect? And then he turns around and he asks, why not? So long as you're before me. So let me give you a count. He says, when you appear, long after you come, why shouldn't a subsequent approval be good enough? But it's not long as you're before me. What has also should they wish to clear at all? I mean, it's an important thing to get married, to get a wife. So then he says, the Efshar Lema, the Ochachel Vosi, the Shem of the Acheres Bechon, the Chol Kam of the Adi, the Ho of the Yavar Yachmite. In other words, it's not this question. When he says Efshar, in other words, he's not absolutely sure about it. Why shouldn't he be absolutely sure about it? Isn't it a self-evident truth that it's not this question? You'll be Kaddish and Yisho for the person. And then you'll say, Zohar, what is my Yisho? Zohar, what is my Yisho? Let's say, to be Kaddish and Yisho without him getting her consent, that is certainly no source. Because she becomes also out, so it's no source, it's him. But, we're not talking about him, but the Yasho. Before her Rabbi Yash, and then the Swabi didn't accept her Rabbi Yash. So what, even if you are a Kaddishi wife for him, if he wants another wife, he can marry her. So why shouldn't he be a source? Why? Because it prevents him from marrying another woman. But does that mean that he's a source just because he can marry another woman? But he'll become bound in order she would him to a wife? Maybe he doesn't want her. Why is this good? So this is what the Rashi says, Epsher. Lilima, Yoha Krivosi, Yishemo Bacheres Nikhale, Vichol Kamu Yogi. But Bacheres Nikhale, but at all, is, we don't have a Chena Miyashis yet, or Miyaswabi. There is no Chena Miyashis. So, if he wants another woman, he can have another woman too, another wife too. The answer is, no, it's not so easy. Maybe the woman who will be interested will not be interested in him if she will be taught. you shall have a child. So he says, actually, obviously, that, that is self-evident truth, like 2 times 2 is 4, what the Rashba say about 2 times 2 is 4, that Efshar. And then he seems to be saying that himself. First he says renewable, and then he says renewable. Now we have to solve for understanding. The Balintoshit and then nobody can understand why the Rashba is deviating, you know. Really, if we understand the Balintoshit, the Balintos has the Shita awareness that even in the case where Shimon did not express his approval before the incident, let's say this morning, Reuven said to the Misha, to Leah, Hilach Mono Viskach Lishim. Then how Leah goes to Shimon and says, you know what I do? I'm going to catch Lishim for you. But she heard this, it's wonderful. Wonderful, so great. So Balintra says she's in Kodesh. How can that be understood? You're such a group, it's inconceivable. Yeah, but you have to keep doing it. I imagine a person with Kaddish and Isha for another person without an asking. So, we have to say that Balito has reference to a case where, let's say, Leah, the woman, was Mishudachas, she was engaged to Shimon. She was engaged! And she expected to get married to him. And then Reuven came to her and said, Hey Lachmono, Vizkachi Shimon, Yom Mishudach. Yom Mishudach. So, and then after that, when Shimon was told, so Shimon said, wonderful. He expressed the approval. Even in such a case, it's a big chiddush, because true she is Mishudachas to Shimon, but can't be chazer. It's not a nice thing to bring up Mishudach, but it can be done. Some melee, he cannot do. It's not his chos, it's a chazer. In even in the case of Mishudachas. And that's the Shita of most Hashem. But the Shita of the Balanito is, now I'll soon show you, a certain mandala of the moral vision. In the case of Mishudachas, so then the ultimate approval